Hello, Podlers. In one of the bravest moves in radio history, I decided to play three songs simultaneously.
It's going to confuse your opponent.
Who isn't forfeiting that match?
Yeah, it didn't work out. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is World Book Day. So today's the day I promised myself I'm finally going to read one. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I don't know where to start, but it's going to be good. No, it is World Book Day, which, of course, is a great day. Books are so important to us all, particularly those young minds. And this is an excuse for all parents up and down the land to take to their social media and post a picture of their child dressed as someone that we know from a movie or a TV show who actually isn't from a work of literature.
That's the worst thing, yeah.
But we're all just improvising. We're all cobbling it together. So today, a little later on, but get your stories in now, 8, 12, 15, at 6:36 in the morning, are you up trying to put together some kind of outfit for World Book Day to send little Jimmy off to school in?
There are either those who put loads of effort in and stay up all night making outfits from scratch, or those who just buy outfits on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I'm very much in the latter.
Sometimes you have to proudly be that parent. You do. We're all just doing it as we go along, aren't we? So I want to know about the last minute, the improvised, the poorly thought through. They're the World Book Day costumes for your kids I want to hear about now at 8, 12, 15. It doesn't necessarily have to be what's happening right now in your house, although that would be great, but maybe there was a World Book Day gone by that you could share a tale with that we could all learn from going forward.
And extra points if we've got an unknown going into school this morning. That'd be great. I mean, we will see a picture inevitably of an unknown going into school.
Yeah, unknown is bonus points. Yeah. 8, 12, 15. Get them in right now. But first, well, your chance to win a Breakfast Show mug. And once again, I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show. And all you need to do is try and figure out what bit we have bleeped out. And yesterday was Cool Badge Day. And we had a listener by the name of Andrew from Derbyshire handing in his wife's cool badge for this uncool daily excitement. Have a listen. We are getting a new this weekend. And every day this week, she's excitedly said, 5 days till the new 4 days till the new Andrew concludes it might be the uncoolest countdown on Earth. But what was the uncoolest countdown on Earth counting down to? Is it A new fridge, or B, a new pet fish? So A for fridge, B for fish.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Of course, one breakfast show with 9 different playlists. Feel free to mix it up and get a different kind of music in your life via the free Absolute Radio app. Or your digital radio. Or your smart speaker. Joining us right now on line one is fan of Absolute 80s, Darren in Newcastle. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dave. Morning, all.
Welcome along to the show, Darren. So you've just finished a night shift. What were you doing?
We're doing works at Selby train station.
At a train station. What time did your night shift begin?
11 o'clock.
11 p.m. So a big Dan Noble fan as well, I'd imagine.
Yes.
Darren, all you need to do is tell me, yesterday on the show, we were counting down possibly the uncoolest countdown in the world, but what were we counting down to?
I would say a fridge.
Yes, was it Andrew and his partner getting a new fridge or a new pet fish were your options? Let's see if you're right. We are getting a new fridge this week. Yes, Darren!
There we go.
5 days till the new fridge! 4 days till the new fridge!
It's exciting.
Well, it couldn't be fish.
No, it couldn't be. No, do you know what, Darren? You're absolutely right. It was ridiculous to even have it as option B. I feel foolish. I don't know what I was thinking. Of course it was fridge. Darren, well done. Thank you for tuning in on Absolute 80s. We will send you your mug.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is, of course, World Book Day today, which is very exciting for so many up and down and around the land. If, however, you're putting something together a bit last minute, there's a little bit of improvisation. Well, they're the costumes for your children that we want to hear about on this breakfast show. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Already so many incredible ones coming in. The weird and the wonderful. Just to give you a little top line, just to whet the appetite. Dave, my little boy, is going as Eminem today.
He's not been in the book.
Is it 8 Mile the novel?
That's amazing.
Anyway, before we get into those, which we will be, so do keep them coming, it's time for the social ammunition. Yes. Matt, the comments are going across social media. What is going on
Over the past 24 hours on the socials, forget the budget. Everyone has been talking about the At Home with the Sunaks interview that Grazia magazine have done. They went and they filmed a whole interview with the Sunaks to find the people behind the headlines, to get to know the real Sunaks. And this was the only highlight they put out on social media. It was them talking about the chores around the house that they find the most satisfying. It's fascinating stuff. Normal things like things with tables and stuff like that.
I love being with the kids and setting up the table and making sure that it's all nice. And somehow about the table, I really love doing all of that up.
Our choice, dishwasher stacking, making bed, both have a nice, satisfying ending.
it's amazing. I mean, a lot of people saying it's the sound of a couple who have hired help.
Well, yeah, they would. Setting the table, come on, it's
getting your kids to set the table is not fun. I mean, it is a daily a daily nightmare that I face with my daughter.
Oh, no, it's fine. You know, I can eat dinner with two knives. Yeah, it's perfect. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, my kids just cherish setting the table. Such a lovely thing to do.
Oh, no, don't bring them over to the table. Just throw them from the kitchen. That's perfect.
Yeah, they're just like us, you see. They're just normal folk.
Although there is satisfying doing the dishwasher, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with him on that. Yeah. But yeah, there we go. As a palate cleanser, shall we move on with a little supermarket countdown from TikTok?
Yes!
Let's clear the air. The top 10, the top 4, in fact, of big Asdas. Here it comes. It's happening, everyone. Finally, we're doing it.
The top biggest Asda stores in the UK. Number 4 on our list is Asda Bradford Superstore, covering approximately 91,000 square feet. Coming in at number 3 is Asda Coventry Superstore, with approximately 95,904 square feet. At number 2, we have Asda Pudsey Superstore in Leeds, boasting approximately 96,000 square feet. And finally, taking the top spot on our countdown is Asda Milton Keynes Superstore, with an impressive approximately 100,000 square feet.
Milton Keynes.
Do you know what I'm most impressed by with these videos? Yeah. Is the readily available aerial footage of these supermarkets. When did
this drone footage? Them? It's like they've got drone footage of every.
It's like live police tape. It's like breaking news, isn't it?
It's really weird. Where is all that stock footage kept? I've got no idea. But I love the way he says Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes.
Kids used to say it when they were little.
You said a couple of these Asdas meant something to you on a personal level to me off air earlier, which is what I'm shocked by.
In the top 10, I went to the West Bridgford one. That's massive. I love it in Nottingham. But the number one was IKEA in Milton Keynes, which I thought was going to happen. I was punching the air when I found out. I've been there. The thing about Milton Keynes Asda, it is in the same massive car parking complex as the paint spill at IKEA.
Wow.
So maybe they've got the aerial
footage.
It might be in the aerial footage. I'm going to look over it.
I want to look at paint spillages in Milton Keynes as soon as I come up there today.
They are in Milton Keynes. Go to the biggest Asda, check out the paint spill.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we have a whole stack of it across the network. Let's focus in on just a few of the songs that are going to be playing next across said network, shall we? Let's focus in on Absolute Radio, the main station. Let's focus in on 90s and on noughties. And let's focus in on them using a station scenario that involves the big fight this weekend, Anganu versus Joshua.
Right.
Basically, what I want to know is, which of the following songs would you choose as your walk-in music if you were taken to the ring?
Right.
Now, Glenn, you did, for charity, some actual wrestling. Yeah. It wasn't boxing.
This time last year, yeah.
What was it really?
It was.
Did you get to choose your walk-in music for that?
The whole thing was a blur because I got punched in the face by Alex Horn immediately. So I genuinely do not remember.
That's such a great, unique sentence.
Yeah. I'm the only person in the world who can say that.
It's a lovely thing. Okay, so what would be your walk-in music? These three songs are up for grabs. We've got The Clash, Rock the Casbah. What colour shorts you got on, Matt?
Yeah, I've got big red shorts.
Oh, of course you are.
Massive. Yeah. Right over my belly button.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you like that?
Yeah. And I've got a tattoo of my another belly button, so I look taller.
Entering the ring at 6'5", it seems, from where I'm sat, Jim. All you've got.
Oh, these are strong choices.
Yeah. They're all genuine contenders for walk-in music. This is playing next on 90s. It's in the app. Glenn, what shorts are you wearing?
The same as Matt. I'm wearing Matt's shorts.
We're both in it for one leg each.
We'll take Joshua down.
I like you coming as a pantomime horse.
Weighing in at two people.
One of the great songs, Editors, on Absolute Radio Noughties, An End Has a Start. Now, lyrically, this song never fails to move me, so I don't want to walk into the ring weeping.
I think that's good for your opponent. I think it intimidates your opponent, being like, this guy's got nothing to lose. He's crying already. What?
So, just to build the image for ahead of the big fight, we're walking in, we're wearing the same shorts, all three of us. We've all got an extra belly button tattoo to make us look taller, and we're crying.
To Editors.
Love it. And we've all just been punched in the face by Alex Horn from Taskmaster. Okay, so which song are you going for,
Joshua's
Matt?
Joshua's
going
to be quaking in his boots. I agree. I'm on board with a three-pronged attack with Editors.
Well, we're going to have all three?
Yeah, why not?
Shall we see how that would sound?
Yeah. Oh. It's going to confuse your opponent.
Who isn't forfeiting that match?
Throw the towel in.
Good luck to Anthony Joshua this weekend. All of that music is available in the free app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
On Monday morning, when I do what we call in the radio world a time check.
Yes. Yeah.
This will be back on The Breakfast Show.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand is back on Monday morning, just after 7:30.
Our old friend returns again.
Oh, I am so excited. Of course, all of the team are going to be in play for the entire week. Then Emma is going on maternity leave, which means we have the pantomime villain of 5 words, 5 grand, Anna, in the hot seat for the foreseeable, which is so exciting. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little kind of rehearsal. We're going to have a live on-air rehearsal of 5 words, 5 grand to see how you're all feeling, get you guys back up to shape.
Glenn's still got the method.
Of course, has Glenn still got the method. Now, obviously, the sound you never want to hear is this sound.
That's my alarm.
Keeps him sharp. Of course, the sound you want to hear is this sound. Because this sound means that you have matched 5 words out of 5 with a member of the team, and therefore we are going to give you £5,000. Oh, and by the way, we're obviously fans of the number 5 here. 5 years of 5 words, 5 grand.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. We've given away a lot of money. The last time we gave away £5,000 to a deserved winner, it was, of course, just before Christmas. It was an incredible moment. From the North East Ambulance Service, we had our winner, Tia. Beard.
Oh, what? Trimmer.
Yes! Yes! We've finally done it! Yes! We've finally done it for 2023!
The hardest season.
Oh, my goodness!
Glenn is not wrong. It was a tough journey, but we met and spoke to so many wonderful people out there. And 5 words, 5 grand is back where it belongs, here on The Breakfast Show on Monday morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on what is World Book Day, which is why we are discussing the last minute costumes for the kids, the improvised combos, the poorly thought through. And joining us right now on line one is Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jenna, hi, welcome along to the show. So you are going next levels with this. First of all, let's discuss the poor individual in question. It's your son. What's his name?
Teddy.
And how old is little Teddy?
He was 6 in January.
Oh, he was 6 in January. How wonderful. So what? Tell everybody what you've done, because you don't know whether this is, and using your own words in your text, hashtag epic. Or hashtag fail. So tell everybody what you've done.
So after realising that today was indeed World Book Day and I had failed to purchase any form of outfit at all, I rummaged through the bottom drawer in my little boy's room and found a ninja outfit. And then on Tuesday realised that I could prime a book to myself for next day delivery. So I purchased, I think it was called How to Make a Ninja Laugh. Got him to read it pretty quickly before he went to bed last night.
I love it.
The final words you whispered in your son's ear before he went to sleep was, don't forget, this is your favourite book ever.
You love it. I love this. You're coming at it from a whole new angle.
I think it's hashtag epic. I think it's inspired.
This is pretty much what I've done with my Teddy as well, because he's got a racing car outfit already.
Yeah.
But he also loves a book called Busy Bear Racing Driver. So put the two together and you've got an outfit based on a book.
Bob's your uncle.
It's easy, this World Book Day malarkey.
So is Teddy happy going into school dressed as a ninja? I imagine he is, right?
He absolutely is. He's just upgraded in his taekwondo, so he thinks he's a ninja extraordinaire anyway.
That's what you do if you want to do it like Jenna does. Find a costume that your child already has and then try and buy a book that vaguely represents it and tell them it's their favourite book of all time. On World Book Day, give it up for Jenna, everyone.
Loving
well
you,
done, Jenna.
Jenna. You're a hero.
Happy World Book Day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. On your World Book Day, we are asking about the last minute, the improvised, the poorly thought through costumes you're sending your kids off in to school today. And joining us on line one is Janine. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. So your message started with the immortal sentence, "Hi, Dave. I was up until 1 a.m. trying to turn my daughter's rabbit onesie into a donkey." And that's why we've got you on air. You're sleep deprived. You don't know what's going on. Let's get you on live radio. So why are you improvising with the rabbit onesie, Janine?
It was a bit last minute. They decided they weren't dressing up. And then last minute, Jolie decided she wants to go as Dinky Donkey, Wonky Donkey.
Oh.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine it. I could not magic up a donkey outfit.
No, not even the best mums in the world are able to do such things. They would if they could.
Yeah.
But sometimes you've got to get your hands dirty. So at 1 a.m, in your attempt to magic up a donkey, you grab the rabbit onesie.
What happens then,
Janine?
I find a fluffy sock belonging to my other daughter, a grey one, turn it inside out, stitch that on the back.
Right,
tail, right, yeah.
I cut out some ears, donkey-shaped ears, well, in my opinion, donkey-shaped ears. And then try and staple them on.
Okay, and did the stapler see you through?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, no!
He got halfway through one ear and ran out of staples at midnight.
Oh, no.
Ran out of staples at midnight is a great name for a blues album and a daily podcast.
So I empty the cupboard looking for staples, find some, continue, doesn't work, ears fall off. So then I empty the understair cupboard looking for a glue gun. My daughter loved a glue gun. Jolie, I'm sorry, I couldn't find the glue gun.
Oh.
So I had to resort to no more nails.
No more nails on World Book Day. Never the like have I heard before, Janine.
Does that work with material?
They're on.
So you have turned a rabbit onesie into Dinky Donkey, Wonky Donkey's daughter, using no more nails. That is incredible. Now, your daughter's called, pardon me if I misheard, is it Jolie?
Jolie.
Jolie, how old is she?
She's 7.
I don't suppose she's there, is she?
Come here, Jolie.
Oh.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jolie. Welcome to the breakfast show. My name is Dave. This is my friend Matt.
Hi, Jolie.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think about Mummy's work on your costume? Do you look like Dinky Donkey?
No.
Oh. Out of the mouths of babes.
I just smell of industrial strength glue.
Have a fabulous well booked day, Jolie. We love you, Janine. Well done. You're not the only one. You're doing a great job. We salute all the parents up and down and around the UK. You keep on going. Let's get in there. Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're talking about the last minute improvised, poorly thought through costumes that you're going to be sending your beloved children into the school gates with today. Me and my daughter spent all night painting a T-shirt to look like a golden ticket from Willy Wonka, whilst Mum was upstairs on a phone sorting out her annuals girl holiday. Ouchie! From Scott the Sparky. Leslie in Uneaton says, morning all, on World Book Day theme, I teach in an infant school and we once had a five-year-old boy turn up in a grey suit, a white shirt and a little tie. And I asked him who he was, and he replied, I'm Christian Grey.
Oh, what?
Thankfully, he had no idea who the person was. So that's from Leslie and Unethan. And now, well, we're asking for the improvised, the last minute, the poorly thought through. The effort bar is pretty low.
Some lackluster offerings coming in.
Dave, on World Book Day, I've put my boy in a football kit, and he's taking his Panini sticker album with him. It is a book, isn't it?
Ridiculous. It's got some writing in it, I suppose.
Phil in Somerset. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. Re-World Book Day. We're sending our son in wearing his Gruffalo pyjamas.
Come off it. At least it's got to be a onesie. He's going to be freezing in the pyjamas.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are now under 25 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee. We're the only people that do it, and we do it better than anybody else. Effectively between 9 and 5, we do not play you the same song twice. Right, let's have a boogie. But first, my cool badge for saying that out loud. Oh, I'm so full, so ashamed. I might just say arrivederci now. Yeah. Is Leona here? Did she take over a bit early today? No, I've just said, let's all have a boogie. Jeez Louise. Okay, my first, my last, my everything. Your chance to earn a shout-out here on The Breakfast Show. So send it along to 81215. Now, what I need from you is I need your name or the name of the person you want me to shout out or your place of work, whatever it may be. I'd also like a flavour of what you're up to right now. Please don't say I'm off to work because that means nothing to nobody.
Yes.
Except for you. So if you're off to work, that's great, but tell us what it is you're off to do.
Detail. That's what we want.
If it's about World Book Day, bonus points for that
now. If you're a teacher that's had to dress up and you're filling it with petrol in the outfit like we've had in the past.
Are you Hagrid at the BP garage? Then yes. Text in at 8:12:15. So you will get your shout outs before 9 a.m. But you need to play my first, my last, my everything, which effectively is the first note and the last note of a song stuck together. And this morning, coming up as part of the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio 90s, you're going to get this.
Ooh. That seems hard.
I feel like us also simultaneously saying, ooh, sounded like it was part of the song and was maybe misleading.
It was lovely harmonising there, lads. Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah?
Do you know it, Glenn?
I don't know it.
I do.
Glenn, you don't... Are you sure?
One second's normally enough.
Okay, it's from Absolute Radio 90s. Right, they are friends of the show.
Yeah.
You can get it from that first note, surely. It's over to you. You know the stuff I want. I also need the answer.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Don't say it, Dave. Don't say it. Don't you dare say it. Let's boogie. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. My first, my last, my everything. The first note of a song and the last stuck together. Identify it, get a shout out. This morning's offering was from Absolute Radio 90s, coming up as part of the No Repeat Guarantee, which launches in 11 minutes' time. This is how it sounded. Now, the team here in the studio struggled with this one.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
It was James and Laid. So well done to everybody who got it, including the Solar A-Team, Gusto Warrington, enjoying the sunshine, Chris painting door frames in Southport, Richard enjoying the not-so-sunny weather in Dundee, Twiggy Stardust working in a bakery, baking bread, open brackets, obviously, close brackets, Malcolm the Man and Jimmy Six, currently on the digger, digging a track for drainage in Leslie. Poor Leslie. Liz in Newark, who wants a shout out to spares purchasing at the Curry's Customer Repair Centre. I wonder if this is what Barry envisaged when he wrote this. Angie getting ready to go to a body combat class in Cardiff. And Stephen wading through pages of computer data made better by having great colleagues in the shape of Donna and Maureen. A big shout out to Donna and Maureen.
Donna
everyone.
And Maureen.
There they are. There they are. Well done, everybody.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hello, good morning, and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we have spent quite a lot of the broadcast, and we've got about 50 minutes remaining, discussing all things World Book Day. And we have heard so many incredible stories from so many brave parents willing to fess up that they have improvised, they have cobbled together, or they have done everything very last minute when it comes to the costume from the world of literature that their child will be wearing into school today.
Yeah.
Now, it has been incredible. The new edition of the podcast will be made available just after 10 a.m. So if you've missed any of the show, go check it out. But when we started discussing this in the production meeting yesterday, something came up on the Hypebeast Womble executive producer's computer, which was us doing World Book Day and improvised poorly thought through costumes 5 years ago.
What?
So this, which we wanted to share you as a little kind of heritage bonus tidbit on World Book Day, is us talking to one parent and, more importantly, her daughter on World Book Day 2019. Your daughter, Gracie, is going on World Book Day as a naturalist and conservationist born in 1925, Gerald Durrell OBE. That's quite a feat.
You've done more research than I did.
Can we speak to Gracie, please, Andrea?
You certainly can.
Thank
Hang
you.
On Hang on. Hello.
Hello, Gracie. I'm Dave. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. This is my friend Matt.
Hi, Gracie.
Hi, Matt.
So why were you so desperate on World Book Day to go to school dressed as Gerald Durrell, OBE, born in 1925?
It's because I really like animals, and there's stories about him in a country called Corfu.
Yes, part of Greece,
and there's lots of animals there.
It's a lovely story, isn't it, Gracie?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's nice. How old are you, Gracie?
I'm 10.
So how do you think Mummy's done with making your costume? Are you happy with what she's made?
Fairly happy, because we didn't have 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 3 days, so fairly happy.
So what does it consist of? What are you wearing for the My Family and Other Animals outfit?
I'm wearing some brown trousers, two belts going across my chest, and then two pouches.
Okay. I'm just having a little look at Gerald Durrell. So you've got two belts that go across the front of you with some pouches.
Yeah, I don't actually even know what he looks like.
Not like you right now, I'm afraid, Gracie.
Have you got a fake beard or is no beard? No.
No.
Okay, are you looking forward to World Book Day? Are you looking forward to seeing what all your friends have come as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you got a best friend you'd like to say hello to on the radio, Gracie?
Well, there's Maggie from my class, and also Amelie.
Maggie and Amelie. Nice. Do you know what Maggie and Amelie are going as on World Book Day?
No.
No, okay.
They kept it a surprise.
David Bellamy and Sir David Attenborough. Yeah. What a trio. Matt, to think, little Gracie there from 2019, she'll be 15 now. She'll be doing her GCSEs.
Amazing. I can't believe this show's been around that long.
Oh, tell me about it, man. It's dragged. Sitting opposite you every day.
For 5 years.
It feels like we've been here for 25 years for me, mate. Let me tell you. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. And that's it for your Thursday morning. What an incredible show it has been on World Book Day. Thank you to all of the parents out there that got in touch with the improvised costume stories that have put a smile on all our faces.
It's been amazing today.
Of course, I think the podcast is pretty much going to be dedicated to those tales. Yeah, I rang the podcast naming bell. There was another occasion when I rang it on the whole thing was a blur because I got punched in the face by Alex Horn. Yes.
We were talking about our boxing walk-in music, weren't we, earlier?
But now here we go. Top three. Mummy, I smell of industrial strength glue. Yes. Ran out of Staples at midnight. Yeah. And no more nails on the head of a donkey. Yeah. All related to World Book Day.
One amazing story, a wonky donkey disaster for International Book Day. I think it should really be, though. Mummy, I smell of industrial strength glue.
You said it, and I think it's a great name for the podcast. Go check it out wherever you get your pods. Right on the way, Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia, as well as the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today could see somebody win £158,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. when we're going to be celebrating the return of Five Words, Five Grand on The Breakfast Show. That's on Monday morning. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci. Oh, and happy World Book Day, everyone. Yes.